Hi, my name is Robin Abraham, and I'm a Senior Program Manager on Project Sienna. I'm going to walk you through how to create a very simple translator app using Project Sienna. First, let me show you the app and how it works. We have this canvas here that does handwriting recognition. And you can pick a language, and you can see the translated text here. You can also have the app say out text.
Où est mon hôtel?
You can pick other languages as well.
Wo ist mein Hotel?
Dove è il mio hotel?
Où se trouve l'aéroport? Wo liegt der Flughafen?
So that's basically the app. So you have a canvas here where you can write stuff. It gets recognized and displayed here. And you can pick a language. And that's the translated text. And you can have the app say it out. Now let's go ahead and build this app. So first I'm going to bring in Bing Translator Services by going to Data Sources. You'll need to provide the client ID and client secret for the Bing Translator service, and you can connect to the service. And you can see the set of functions that are available to you from the service. First thing I'm going to do is set the background image for my app. I'm going to pick this main screen background texture from the assets. I'm going to set the color for the rectangle. I want it light gray. Now I need image controls to display the clear icon, the pen icon, and the eraser icon. So I'm going to add three image controls to my app. So now I can go ahead and pick the icons themselves. So I come in, and among the assets, I can see the clear icon. Pen icon, I have two options. One is when the pen's not selected, and the other one to display when the pen is selected. So I'm going to bring both of them in. I will pick the image based on the mode of the selection. So if this image is clicked, I want the mode to be set to pen. And if mode is set to pen, I want the pencil selected icon. Otherwise, I want to display the grayed out icon. We do something similar for the eraser icon as well. First, I'll go in and bring in the icons themselves. And on select, I want to update the context. And based on the context, I want to be able to display the correct icon. I can preview the app to see if the functionality works. So pen selected. So at any given time, you can have one of them selected. So when the clear icon is selected, I want the pen control canvas to be cleared, and I also want the context to set back to pen. So first I'm going to set a context variable pen clear to true. Then I'm going to reset the mode to pen, and then also pen clear to false to trigger the clearing. Now I can bring in a pen control. I don't want these controls to be displayed because I'm using the icons on the right instead. I can say show controls false. I can set the fill to white. I can set the mode for the pen control itself. So the context mode is pen, then I want to be able to draw. Otherwise, I want the pen control to be in erase mode. And here for clear, I'm going to use that context variable we set earlier, which is pen clear. I can preview this functionality. So I can clear it. I can erase and then start writing again. I'm going to bring in a label control. Set the label color. I want it to be in bold. I want the text to be bigger. Reduce the padding. I can bring in an input text box for the recognized text. I want to set it to multi-line because you might have multiple lines of text. I just set its text property to pick up the recognized text from the pen control. So as you can see, already it's working. I'll make a copy of this text box to display the translated text. I can bring in an icon to display the arrow. You can add a drop down for the language options. The language options themselves come from what's allowed in Bing Translate function call. So there's a function I can call to get a list of the languages. I set the default to French. I can add another label to indicate the second text box is displaying the translation. And I can change the input to this to be the translated version. It takes its input from the first text box. It takes the language option from the drop-down. Since this is an input text box, you can test it directly by typing in stuff. So you can see it's already working. Now you can go ahead and add the speaker icon. So I bring in an image control for that. Once again, we follow the same pattern as before, and we decide based on availability of content if which icon should be displayed. So I have the disabled option, have the speaker at rest when the text is actually available, and when it's being used. And to actually play the translated audio, I'm going to bring in an audio player. The user is not going to interact with this directly, so I can make it really small. Its media comes from the call to the Bing Translator speak option. Input text from the second text box. Language selection from the drop-down. And this will start playing when a context variable default pause is set to false. We'll do that setting when this icon is clicked. And once the audio finishes playing, we want the playing property to be set to false. And we also want the default paused to be set to true. We need to do some fine-tuning to actually get these icons to display correctly. So if the audio is actually playing, I want the speaker icon to display the green icon, which means it's selected. If we have input text, and I want to show that the speaker is at rest, but there is content that can be played. If there is no input text, I want to show the speaker icon disabled. Let's preview the app. So as you can see, when I clear the canvas here, there is no text, so the speaker icon shows up disabled. When I have text in there, there is translated text, and the green background shows that this can be played.
Hello.
Now, since the user will not be interacting with this audio control directly, I can actually hide it. Now our app is ready, and we can test it out.
Wo ist mein Hotel? Wo er mit Hotel? Où est mon hôtel?
I hope you enjoyed this walkthrough. To find out more about Project Sienna, please visit us online at aka.ms/projectsienna. Thank you.